So now, so how did that happen? So if we have Yerushalayim in Shamayim and Beit HaMikdash in Shamayim, so obviously nobody can destroy it.
They didn't destroy it.
So what happened actually?
We destroyed it.
What did we destroy?
Why
do we have two haram? Why do we have two Beit HaMikdash?
Oh, we just explained, you were outside. No, he's staying inside. So now here, the Navi says that when Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beit HaMikdash and Titots, the Navi says that you grinded the flour that was already grinded. You burned the construction that was already burned. That's what Navi says. So Navi is informing us that the physicality, the construction of the Beit HaMikdash, it was not there. It was just an illusion. It didn't exist. How? Because unfortunately, Am Yisrael, they destroyed the Yerushalayim, the Beit HaMikdash, and Shamayim already by the wrongdoing. So when the backup that is in Shamayim is already destroyed by our wrongdoing, so then the construction that exists on earth is meaningless. I mean, there's nothing to it to destroy. So now, back to Moshe ben Alav Shalom. It says, Vayar Moshe, what did he see? And then he says he gave him a blessing. So here, Moshe ben Alav Shalom, notice very, very interesting thing, that what they made is exactly the copy of the Mishkan in Shamayim. As we explained, there's no point to bless him because Hashem already promised him, when you build it, I'm going to come and dwell among it. But what he noticed, the work was so accurate that it was exactly the copy of the Mishkan in Shamayim. How did he do it? Because they wanted to make Ribono Shel Olam so happy. As it says, that kol chacham lev, all the wise-hearted people, they work so hard. Why? Because their intention was not to make something beautiful, to be glorified. Their intention was to make something holy. And the intention that they had, actually, it came about. So now, this blessing that Moshe ben Alav Shalom gave them, that we keep repeating this. The pasuk that we say, that the pleasure of Ribono Shel Olam will be on work of our hand. What does that mean? That means what we make, most of the time, who are we trying to please? Who? No. But usually when we make something, like when you build a house, your intention is who will be pleased by it? Ourselves. Anything that we make, the intention is that, you know, I want to be happy. That's the, you know, the packaging market. You don't buy things that is inside the package, you buy the package itself. So now here, when we say, Vihino Am Hashem Elokeinu, that it's not that we'll be pleased by it. Our intention here is that whatever we work for, whatever we toil, we want Hashem will be happy. Maaseh yadenu kona aleinu, maaseh yadenu kona nehu. That's what we plead to Ribono Shel Olam. So that's what Moshe ben Alav Shalom, we see after all the work that they went through, we give him such a beautiful blessing. That the same way that you made the Mishkan, that is actually it's a copy of the Mishkan in Shamayim, the work of your hand always be in a way that the Shekhinah, the glory of Hashem, will rest on your work of hand. Why? Because when your work of hand is included with the notarization of Ribono Shel Olam, that means the Shekhinah will rest in it, it will be everlasting. So that's why we see Mishkan never, ever was in contact with a non-Jew. He went down the ground. So that's why we see the code is very beautiful. It says, Aseh Shitim Omedim. What does Aseh Shitim Omedim mean? Zohar HaKadosh explains that these kerashim, the walls of Mishkan, it's always omed. What is it in the omed? That the atin lavo in future, you see it, it's going to rise from under the ground, and then you see how the Mishkan was made in time of Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom. That's what the omdim means. It's still standing to come out. That means the work of the hand that they did was so pure, so kadosh, that no enemy had the courage to come close to it. And Mezal Hashem, very soon, Bishud Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom tonight, we'll